the call from Rudy Fugel. Here's Noah Gregson in, getting the attention of the crew. Going to be four tires, no adjustment. Alex Bowman says he's a little bit free in, a little clean off, but a little free off on the corners. Four tires and fuel. Race up in pit road. Blaney gets the win. Bowman goes out in the second spot. Looks like William Byron is third. Noah Gregson is fourth. Chase Briscoe goes out in position number five. Pit stops here on lap number 72.
And that is how they exit the pit lane with eight laps to go in the stage.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to four messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
This is Kyle Larson.
I'm David Grouse.
Hi, I'm Donnie Schott.
This is Brian Brown.
This is Danny Dietrich.
Wing Nation is your go-to destination for all the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. This is Steve Post. Aaron Evernham, Ashley Strummy, and I will have all the latest news, insights, and conversations on Wing Nation's YouTube or Facebook pages, or listen and download and subscribe to Wing Nation on any podcast platform.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Ryan Blaney continues to lead out of this cycle of caution flag pit stops. Alex Bowman, William Byron, Noah Gregson, Chase Briscoe, the top five. Michael McDowell up to sixth. Kyle Larson in seventh. Bubba Wallace in eighth. A.J. Allmendinger's ninth. Tyler Reddick came off the pit road and will be posted in 10th. From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
For over 70 years, 24/7 in West Wisconsin, Cellcom has been serving generations of people by bringing smart fiber optic technology to their homes, businesses, and communities. We serve the farmer, relying on ever-changing weather conditions, or the school teacher using computers and tablets to give students cutting-edge skills they can use in the workforce. Securing fast connections for hospitals, doctors, and nurses to bring you the best healthcare possible. Head to WWT.net and let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Cellcom bring fiber-fast internet to you.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Ryan Blaney and the entire field, when they come back to the line, Alex, we'll have five to go in this stage, which will set up another interesting conundrum of, do we pit again or do we stay out on what we just put on these tires on these cars?
Given the fact that they started the race with nine sets of tires laying in the pit box, including their qualifying scuff tires that they ran basically one hard lap and an up-to-speed lap, I say you put on more tires here when the stage ends in another five and a half laps. But that's just me. Todd, you've won here at Homestead Miami Speedway. As a matter of fact, you won a championship here. What would you do?
I'd put tires back on. I don't want to put myself in a deficit. If this race has had a green flag feel for it, I don't want stage two to go green and be at a tire deficit for the first half of that stage.
Does the early race dominance of Ryan Blaney cause you to maybe change direction? Because this young man's been picking him up, laying him down. I wouldn't want to go a lap down, which it seems like he's not bashful about trying to do here.
It may change it for some guys that are running, say, 15th to 25th, the guys on the back of the lead lap stuff, because they're going to be in a more vulnerable position to the speed that the 12 car has had.
They'll come off turn number four. We expect to put the green flag back in the air, but not before the Chevrolet Corvette pace car gets behind the pit wall. Got to wait till we get to the restart zone. Blaney chose the inside lane. Bowman on the outside as the green flag goes back in the air. Through the gearbox we go. Noah Gregson does not quite come up to speed. They're going to force them four wide in one.
Four wide, almost five wide now, going into turn one with Joey Logano all the way to the outside. They're going to make it through.
somehow they all make it out of turn number two. Up front, it's Alex Bowman that has been able to snatch the lead away from Ryan Blaney. Now the battle is on for third. Chase Briscoe to the inside of William Byron.
Throw Kyle Larson in the mix. They're three wide for a moment as they come back to the line. Ryan Blaney trying to keep Alex Bowman in the rear view for the lead. They're stacked up from third on back. William Byron leaves the Hornet's Nest back to the corner.
Byron's got third, but maybe not for long. Chase Briscoe goes to the inside. Kyle Larson ramrods it around the outside. Briscoe will take over third.
Chase Briscoe goes to third. William Byron under attack from his teammate Kyle Larson. Larson now moves into the fourth position as Byron gets shuffled back to fifth. Here's Larson ducking to the inside of Briscoe in three.
Oh, Larson takes Briscoe way at the racetrack. He's got to punch the brakes and handle that race car. Briscoe stands pat right there. Byron sweeps to the outside to look for a moment. Good, solid four-way battle for third back to the corner.
Close call for two of the top five competitors, but they part peaceably. A.J. Allmendinger trying to go up the gut and make it three wide between Larson and Byron.
That's the ongoing fight for fifth. Up front, Alex Bowman now right behind Ryan Blaney. The leaders enter turn three up against the wall. Here's Larson continuing to battle Chase Briscoe for that third spot.
He'll dive to the bottom, does Kyle Larson. They'll come to the line. Two laps to go now in the opening stage. Ryan Blaney leads by a car length and a half over Alex Bowman. 20 back to this ongoing fight from third on back.
And it is a bare knuckler right now from third on back. Briscoe's got the three spot. Larson is fourth. Byron fifth. Down to the inside is Austin Cindric looking for daylight.
And right behind Austin Cindric, that's where you find A.J. Allmendinger. Allmendinger has a challenge in his rearview mirror courtesy of Josh Berry. All those cars work their way back to the corner in turn three.
Last time through, Bubba Wallace made contact with the outside wall. Bubba's running in the 10th position right now. Final lap of stage one underway. Ryan Blaney takes him back on the end of the front stretch.
He's got some distance between himself and the second place machine of Bowman. Blaney will run right down on the white line, taking the short way around. Bowman then a good 12 to 15 back to the third place machine of Briscoe.
Chase Briscoe is going to try to hold off all those cars behind him. Alex Bowman, final shot at the leader, Ryan Blaney, this time in three. Bowman goes to the bottom. Blaney goes upstairs.
Here they come off turn number four. Green and white checkered flag awaits. Joey Acock has it in his right hand. It's in the air, and Ryan Blaney will win stage number one of the Straight Talk Wireless 400. Here is the top 10 in the stage and who will score points, presented by Sunoco. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco. Performance is what we do. Ryan Blaney wins the stage. Alex Bowman is second. Chase Briscoe will be home third. Kyle Larson fourth. And Austin Cindric fifth. William Byron is sixth. A.J. Allmendinger seventh. Josh Berry eighth. Noah Gregson ninth. And Joey Logano is tenth. And for the second time today, the caution flag flies.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
NASCAR history.
What I learned from Ken Squire, Barney Hall, and Ned Jarrett, I could never repay. Ken never told me what to say or what not to say. I learned very quickly that I was never going to be another Ken Squire. I don't think anybody could rise to that level.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcasts. 50 years of MRN. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. The 1993 season. Junior's Journey. And more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Now through March 31st, get up to $120 back on a Firestone prepaid MasterCard. Get $60 when you buy a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Get an additional $60 when you make an eligible tire purchase with your CFNA credit card. Your Firestone tire dealer is Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. See Bauerbilt Tire or FirestoneRewards.com for details.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Haven't missed a thing. Pit Road remains closed for the moment. We expect it to open up and find out which teams, in fact, do choose to come to Pit Road, Todd.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. I would expect most everybody to come to Pit Road. Maybe there's one or two that are on a little different strategy, but this, you've got five laps in these tires. If you had to, you could put them on later, but I don't want to start stage two at a tire disadvantage to the guys that are out there. I think everybody will come down Pit Road here.
With Ryan Blaney being the dominant car here in stage number one, he led or has led 65 of these opening 82 laps. It's been impressive for Ryan Blaney.
Well, he's left some crumbs on the table. Alex Bowman's left 9 laps. Kyle Larson's led 4. Zane Smith has led 3. Josh Berry has led 1 lap. Pit road not open yet, so probably the next time by is when we'll open up the pit lane, and we'll see who decides to come down to pit road, see if any shenanigans break out as far as the pit strategy department is concerned.
As far as the stripes on the right side of these cars, Dave Moody, there's been quite a few of them here under this caution that have come by last time I was taking a look at. There's a handful of them out there that are getting a little too close for comfort to the wall.
No doubt about that, Alex. The walls started out pristine this afternoon. They are far from it now. We're not quite to the point that we get to at Darlington, where one of the things we do under caution is count the very few cars that don't have a Darlington stripe. We're not quite to that degree yet. But let's just say the right rear fenders are far from clean on a number of these cars.
Well, it's been interesting to watch the drivers and the lines that they take. The outside lane, the predominant lane here at Homestead. However, we have seen some drivers making the inside work to their advantage. Ryan Blaney was one of them early on. He did a lot of his work on the bottom of the racetrack, but once he got free and clear of traffic, Alex, he's been able to take her to the penthouse, and it's been stuck there for the majority of the rest of the race.
And what's been most impressive about that, Mike, is he can do that. Talking to some of the crew chiefs down there in the garage this morning, a lot of them said, you know, we're good at one part or the other. Either we're really good at the top, that means we're not very good at the bottom, or vice versa. Allmendinger's good at the bottom, not so much at the top, but Todd, looks like Ryan Blaney can put that car anywhere he wants it to.
And we saw this last year, last fall in the playoffs here. He didn't end up bringing the victory home. Tyler Reddick did, but Blaney was able to maneuver around the racetrack and run where he needed to. I got to believe that Jonathan Hassler brought a lot of the same tendencies in that race car back to this race here in March.
Here they come. Pit road is open. Who's going to decide to come down the pit lane? And it looks like everybody in the house is going to come get some tires, get some fuel here at lap 84. Ryan Blaney is the first one in.
So far, so good for Ryan Blaney as far as the dominant car. He still feels like he's a little bit tight, though. The rear felt wiggly on that last run. Another air pressure adjustment for Goodyear Eagles getting bolted on his Ford and Sunoco Fuel. Denny Hamlin is in. Still tight, but better. AJ is tight as well. Allmendinger, that is, with a four-tire change. And Bubba Wallace got in the wall. Said a lot of right rear turns. Steve Post.
William Byron fighting a tight condition. They made an adjustment the last time, and William said, you might have made it worse. So they're going to dial that back out and see where they go. Here's Alex Bowman, that first spin box base dividends. Bowman down and away. Blaney goes out second. Byron goes out third. Austin Cindric fourth, and it looks like A.J. Allmendinger goes out in position number 5. These pit stops, lap number 84, end of stage number 1.
Joey Logano and Josh Berry are facing the wrong way. They got turned around, both of them, and now they are pitting wrong way. Logano is pointing to turn 4. Berry is pointing to turn 4. A couple of the Fords getting tangled up for their pit stops at lap number 84. We'll follow up there in a moment as Alex Bowman, one of the quicker cars, the fastest car off the pit lane here at the end of stage number 1.
There was no room to move as we were watching this benefit of the NASCAR TV. They did an in-sync style move where they both spun simultaneously together. They both, Logano and Berry, pulled out of their pit box. Kyle Larson and Alex Bowman were already side by side. It's hard to go 4 wide on this narrow pit lane as looks like we got chaos down here. It looks like everybody's working on the 874 toll road out here in South Florida going different directions. But everybody's going to refire from the pit lane and pull away.
Most people in radio commercials talk really fast. But we made this one for RV owners. Progressive knows they like the slower pace of RV life, like this commercial. And they know Progressive will protect their RV at a fair price with discounts. Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Want to know the latest with short track racing around the country? Well, one show has you covered, NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Chris Wilner. Join me each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We'll also talk with rising stars from your favorite short track. Once again, it's NASCAR Coast to Coast. And you can watch or listen today on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or on your favorite podcast platform.
If you're a Christopher Bell fan, he spun back on lap number 69 to put us under the caution for the first time. He lost a lap in that exchange. With this caution flag, he's been the beneficiary of the free pass, and he is on the pit lane and continuing to get service on his Toyota. From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The new John Deere Gator SUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul, all in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Stage number one is in the books. We now begin to focus on stage number two, and here's a look at the Beefaroo stage preview presented by Beefaroo.
Stage two, another 80, looks like 80 laps, goes to 165, just beyond less than 80 laps. Again, we're going to see these guys split it in half. As we saw last stage, we started splitting at 32, but we got that caution in the late 60s to 70 for Christopher Bell. That worked out for guys to split. We saw some guys go to 40. I think we'll see guys split this again pretty aggressively. I would look for it, 32, 33 green flag laps into this run.
Race fans, Beefaroo is giving you the chance to win big all season long. Download the Beefaroo app and enter for a shot at winning VIP race experiences, exclusive merch, and a meet and greet with Noah Gregson. Download the Beefaroo app now and enter for your chance to win. It's time to race to Beefaroo.
One to go is being given right now as the field doubles up for the restart. Carson Hocevar stayed out. He will be posted as the leader. Alex Bowman in second, Ryan Blaney in third, William Byron fourth, and Austin Cindric will restart in position number five. There could be a problem on the driver that will restart eighth. Kyle Larson may have damage. Chris Wilner, is that the case?
That is the case, Mike. Cliff Daniels came over the radio and said, you've got about a baseball-sized hole in the left side rocker by the exhaust. That came from contact as you guys were describing the melee during those pit stops between a couple of the Penske Fords. Well, Larson got hit in the door, and so there's now a hole there. Now, Cliff said, I'm not sure what's going to do arrow-wise, but letting Kyle Larson know, they thought about coming down pit road just now, but of course, pits are closed. They would incur a penalty, so they're going to let it ride here until hopefully this next round of pit stops. They have bare bond and things ready, but trouble here for Kyle Larson early on in this race.
Back under overcast skies here at the Homestead Miami Speedway. No threat of precipitation. Just a nice, comfortable, beautiful day for racing here in South Florida.
Field is doubled up. We are set to go. When the green flag flies, it'll be 77 to go in this stage. And as Todd just gave you the preview there, it's all about when to pit, when not to pit. Carson Hocevar last pitted at lap 72. So he will begin this stage with 12-lap older tires. Question is, how long can he keep it there? Safety car hits the pit lane. lane. Green flag will come out at lap 88 up to the gearbox. Hosovar is away, but Alex Bowman's going to gobble him up right at the start-finish line. Side by side for the lead to one.
Nose to nose into the banking at turn number one. Hosovar on the bottom, Bowman on the top. Oh, Hosovar picks up a huge push. He's out of back pedalist. They're passing him three and four wide out of two.
Hosovar getting shuffled on this restart. Bowman goes to the lead. William Byron now is second. Ryan Blaney third. Fight for fourth is on in turn three. Noah Gregson, A.J. Allmendinger, and Denny Hamlin.
They scramble three wide for the number five position. Denny Hamlin from the bottom of the racetrack will pick up two spots. Now trying to go after a third as they race to turn number one.
Denny Hamlin to the inside now on the Noah Gregson machine into turn number one. He'll slide down low. Now drift up the banking. Move Hamlin to fourth.
Further up, here's Ryan Blaney going back after William Byron. That is the battle for the second position. Blaney's Ford Mustang in lockstep formation behind Byron. Byron looked to the inside of the leader Bowman in turn three. Now he jumps outside.
Bowman through the block. Byron had to check up and take it to the high side of the racetrack. When he did that, that leaves the lane open for Ryan Blaney. Blaney and Byron side by side for second.
Ryan Blaney's got the low line going into turn number one. Byron goes about two-thirds of the way up the banking. Blaney with a good head of steam down low. He'll regain the second spot.
Blaney goes to second. Byron back to third. Here's Denny Hamlin now starting to reel these three drivers in front of him ever so closer. William Byron running the outside of the racetrack in third. Ryan Blaney in the middle. The leader, Bowman on the bottom.
And Bowman drifts up the racetrack, hangs onto the top spot. Worth talking about Denny Hamlin. He went the wrong way at the drop of the initial green flag and then actually reported a vibration on his Toyota. But Davey's got it up to the fourth spot.
Back up to speed again, running midway up the banking. Drifting a little bit high at the end of the turn number two, but he is a solid fourth.
Denny Hamlin in his blue and white Toyota Camry, two car lengths behind William Byron in third as Ryan Blaney, the second place driver, continues to hound the leader, Alex Bowman, in turn four.
First side-by-side battle is for the number fifth position. That's where Bubba Wallace is digging down to the inside of Noah Gregson. Slide job for Bubba. He's going to slide across the nose of Gregson. Take that spot away, but Gregson's hot to trot right behind him.
Noah Gregson looking to the outside on entry into the turn, and here comes Carson Hosovar. He took his lumps on it. Acceleration on the restart, but he's rallied the group and he's back in the top seven.
Carson Hosovar now pokes out a line and steps to the left on Noah Gregson. That is the side-by-side fight going into the corner. Further up, Denny Hamlin now pulls inside of William Byron for third.
Couple of blue race cars battling for that spot. Hamlin on the inside lane. Byron on the outside lane. They keep their left front of, the left rear of Byron right there on the right front of Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin drives it deep into turn number one. Here comes the slide job. Denny all the way to the fence in two. Byron tries to cross him over, but there's nothing there.
William Byron with a nice launch out of turn number two, but he will concede the third spot to Denny Hamlin. He and Hamlin nose to tail this time into turn three. Hamlin runs the outside wall. Byron in the middle.
Denny Hamlin takes that progressive Toyota right to the fence coming off the corner, and he's trying to pull away from William Byron and will by three car lengths at the start-finish line. Denny's going to try to set sail and make this a three-way battle for the lead.
He's got a little bit of work to do. He's a good 10, maybe 12 car lengths behind the battle for the lead, and it is now a battle. Here comes Blaney down to the inside on Alex Bowman.
Ryan Blaney has been making time on the bottom of the racetrack. He is now wheel-to-wheel with Alex Bowman for the race lead. As they enter turn three, advantage goes to Ryan Blaney. He'll slide in front of Alex Bowman and take the top spot.
What a flex by Blaney. Takes the race lead, drifts up, and now opens up two car lengths on Alex Bowman. So Blaney goes back to the point. This will be the 11th lead change at the start-finish line as they go to one.
Usually when a driver throws a slide job here at Homestead, they slide up with less than half a car length between himself and the pursuing driver. Blaney's gap was about three car lengths, and he's pulling away.
Ryan Blaney, the leader, by three car lengths over Alex Bowman. Denny Hamlin and William Byron complete the top four. The fight for fifth is side-by-side in turn three. Carson Hosovar in his yellow Chevrolet to the inside of Bubba Wallace.
Hosovar gets the fender out in front midway through the corner, but here comes Bubba. He'll come whipping around the outside. Hosovar wanted to throw the block. Bubba just punches the nose of that Toyota right to his outside.
Wallace back around the outside. He will regain the number five position, but maybe not for long. Hosovar looking high. He gets a little tight. Has to back off into...
Carson Hosovar now starting to slide into the clutches of Noah Gregson and Austin Cindric, who are starting to run him down. They're about a couple of car lengths behind the Hosovar machine that goes back to the bottom, still challenging Bubba Wallace for fifth.
Bubba Wallace on the top side of the racetrack, all the way up against the safer barrier, keeps the momentum there, hangs on to that position. He'll look in the mirror and see a good battle on the track between Cindric and Gregson.
Cindric goes to the inside on Noah Gregson. He'll power past him on entry into turn number one, runs the white line. He'll pick up that spot.
This is the battle for seventh. Austin Cindric and Noah Gregson, two Ford Mustangs dueling for this spot. Advantage goes to Cindric. He'll now pull away from Noah Gregson and start to set his sights on Hosovar and Wallace.
Hosovar down low again. He's trying to ease up a quarter panel alongside Bubba Wallace. This is the ongoing battle for fifth. 98 laps now on the board. Hosovar has to back away. Dave Bubba's doing a great job of playing defense at this part of the race.
He is indeed. Carson Hosovar on 10 or 12 lap older tires than the rest, but the final 4 to 5 laps of that stage, he was riding at about half.
Bubba Wallace in the fifth position, three car lengths behind William Byron in fourth. And you've got Alex Bowman and Denny Hamlin second and third. All of them are starting to lose touch with the leader, Ryan Blaney.
And if we look at what Carson Hosovar did on this whole cycle here, when we had the caution at lap 70, they came, put tires on. They were in the back, and they rode around really slowly. 6 seconds off on the lap times, didn't abuse the tires, planning on making that stay out call at the end of stage. Got him track position. Now he's up here battling with it.
Crew chief Luke Lambert for Carson Hosovar making a bold call. Here's a good race for the second spot halfway down the backstretch.
Denny Hamlin and Alex Bowman still going at it. Now here's Hamlin driving to the inside of Alex Bowman. He'll take the spot away. Bowman tries the crossover move in turn four.
Dips down to the middle of the racetrack, does William Byron. Nothing there. That's Alex Bowman. Denny Hamlin will hang on to the spot. Bowman falls in line and rides his tire tracks back to the corner.
After struggling early, Denny Hamlin's gone and lit the afterburners here in stage number two. He pulls away from Bowman, down by three car lengths.
Both Hamlin and Bowman exit turn number two and head down the backstretch here at Homestead Miami Speedway. Both of those two cars trail the leader, Ryan Blaney, by about seven car lengths in turn three.
Off the end of the back straightaway, they race with Ryan Blaney beginning to get smaller and smaller. Out through the windshield of Denny Hamlin. The lead now up to a second last time by. Now Ryan Blaney's lead, 1.1 seconds. So as we have tripped triple digits in lap count, let's give you a full field rundown. Let you know where your favorite driver's running. Lap 101 on the board. Ryan Blaney is your leader. Denny Hamlin second. Alex Bowman third. William Byron's fourth. Bubba Wallace having a great run right now in fifth. Carson Hosovar staying out and taking the lead, now falling back to sixth, with Austin Cindric in seventh, Chase Elliott in eighth, Noah Gregson ninth, and A.J. Allmendinger in tenth.
Kyle Larson with a little bit of damage on the left side of his car that Steve Post reported on the last pit stop. Larson is 11th, Chase Briscoe is 12th, Daniel Suarez 13th, and Ross Chastain goes 14th. Tyler Reddick is 15th. Ryan Preece is 16th. You've got Austin Dillon 17th, Chris Buescher 18th, Zane Smith 19th, and Michael McDowell is 20th.
Justin Haley is 21st. Josh Berry is 22nd after that spin on the pit lane during pit stops. John Hunter Nemechek is 23rd. Ty Gibbs 24th, and Brad Keselowski is 25th. Ty Dillon is 26th. Joey Logano is 27th after his spin on the pit lane as well. 28th is Eric Jones. Kyle Busch is 29th, and Cole Custer is 30th.
31st is Riley Herbst. 32nd is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 33rd is Todd Gilliland. Shane Van Gisbergen goes 34th, 35th, and the last car currently on the lead lap is Christopher Bell. One lap down in 36th is Cody Ware. One lap down in 37th is J.J. Yaley.
Ryan Blaney's lead now, 1.4 seconds, 62 laps to go in stage two.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Buckle up and hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans of Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. One that celebrates fantastic finishes.
Crash together. So close.
And family-friendly facilities. Trading paint.
We've got feuding.
And tailgating tradition. Burnouts. Beer. And barbecue. Oh, it'll for sure be a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 9th through the 11th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
One change in the top five, top 10, that is, while we were away. Kyle Larson has gotten around A.J. Allmendinger to take that ninth position. Right now, Kyle runs 6.6 seconds behind Ryan Blaney. From Homestead, Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Welcome back to MRN's coverage of the Straight Talk Wireless 400, presented on MRN by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com.
Let's talk a little bit about the driver driving the Progressive Toyota Camry XSE. Up to the second spot, Chris Wilner. It has been an eventful opening 108 laps for Denny Hamlin.
It really is, Alex. It seemed like Denny Hamlin, since the drop of the green flag, has experienced nearly every sensation behind the wheel of that Toyota Camry with the Progressive colors on it. He came over the radio now during this opening of stage number two, saying the car feels much better the closer I am to clean air. Well, he's doing a good job up to second. He started 23rd. They had a vibration. The Chris Gayle crew had to go to work on addressing that. They fixed it, and then it was just a super tight race car in traffic. But every pit stop, they've gotten this car better and better, and Denny's starting to like it, even crediting his spotter, just saying, keep me going through traffic here. I'm feeling like we're really, really hitting on something. So Denny Hamlin coming to life as he looks for his fourth win here at Homestead. What a drive so far for this whole crew.
It has been an up and down season for Denny Hamlin. Started off in the Daytona 500, 24th, backed it up with a sixth at Atlanta. Then he was 21st at COTA. Then he was second at Phoenix. He was 25th last weekend at Las Vegas. Alex, they're just trying to establish a plane of consistency and get those consistent top fives and those top tens and those trips to victory lane back going again.
I think you're right about that. And this is a team that is highly capable. This is a great race team. And Denny Hamlin, this might exactly be what he needs here at Homestead Miami Speedway. 13 top 10 finishes, including three wins here at this track. Not only that, but when you come to a mile and a half racetrack, Todd, Denny has been in the top 10 five of the last six races on a mile and a half.
He has, and let's not forget that we had a crew chief change. Chris Gayle moved to competition director at JGR, and Chris Gayle came over from the 54 car. They're still building a notebook together. This is the second mile and a half for this group to work together. Building off that Vegas notebook, understanding tendencies, I think it could pave a way forward for them.
For those that are not in the know, when a race fan or someone sees change like that in a race team, they expect immediate results as soon as that car hits the racetrack. How long of a runway do you give the successes to come when you make bold changes like they did?
But when I've been in those situations, I always felt like the second time I got to a racetrack. Or in this case, it's the second in a group of racetracks, the mile and a half intermediate tracks. I felt like that way I had a race with them. I had notes. I had experiences that we could build off of and know how to tune and build our race cars.
It is fun to watch how a crew chief and a driver and a race team gel together, because this team is good. They win races, and they are championship threats every time. No, Denny has yet to win a championship. I get that, but he is a threat to be in the championship for every time. but it is a fun process to watch. What do drivers and crew chiefs do off the track to try to gain that gel?
Anything you can. I think that's the piece you do. It's hanging out. It might be it's a lot of time at the shop working together, creating that chemistry. You get to the simulator, work through things, but until you get to the real racetrack and work on those things, you find common things before you get here, but getting here, getting racetrack experience, and really debriefing on the backside. The Monday morning meetings is where you create that chemistry the best, and when you've got races, you can break down.
We've got a couple of drivers rolling right now. Denny Hamlin's one of them. Kyle Larson is picking them up and putting them down, and so is Daniel Suarez of Trackhouse Racing. He is just busted into the top 10.
Yeah, and Trackhouse, really, if you look through their day Saturday, a tough race for these guys. All three of their cars were lacking a little bit, but it seems like at this point that the 99 car of Daniel Suarez has found some speed. Steve?
Yeah, Todd, you're absolutely right. And where he's found the speed is over the long run. It has been really, really steady for Daniel Suarez. And it's been a steady climb as well. Now racing his way into the top 10 after starting back in the 30s. He is just really, really patiently and calmly moving up. They haven't really made any huge adjustments on the car. Just a couple of minor swings at it. And Daniel Suarez is climbing forward. And, you know, his teammate Ross Chastain's had a handful of so much so. Chastain brings his car down to the attention to the crew right now. This is an early but scheduled pit stop for Ross Chastain here, as the handle on that car has just been very loose across the board. Hitting a little early, 116. We expected about 119 to 120. Chris Wilner, looks like there might be some activity in front of you.
Absolutely, Steve Bose. Chase Briscoe coming to the attention of his crew, still fighting that brake issue. Also came over the radio and said, I think we have a vibration. So this pit stop coming timely here, a lap number 116 for a four fresh Goodyear tire change. Antinoco Fuel, Michael McDowell is in the 71, as here comes more of the leaders down pit road towards Steve Post.
Yeah, absolutely. This has certainly attracted the attention of everybody up on pit road, because it is a lap or two sooner than everyone thought. Justin Haley brings his car down, and here comes the dynamic Hendrick duo, William Byron and Alex Bowman. Byron fighting a tight condition throughout the first stage, was better on that run. Going to be four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Alex Bowman is in, has the very first pit box. Bowman, chassis adjustment, four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel, Chris.
AJ Allmendinger is in with a big adjustment, said no rear grip off the corners in number two and corner number four. So they made an adjustment, four tires and fuel also was in. Here comes Ryan Blaney. Ryan Blaney scheduled pit stop here, as he's been the dominant car, still fighting a little tight condition. Jonathan Hassler going with air pressure, four tires in Sunoco Fuel. Bubba Wallace was in, and Chase Elliott also in for routine stops here on lap number 118. Steve Post.
Making his way down pit road. It's been a solid top 10 run for Noah Gregson. Here he is, the yellow-greenish, if you will, beefaroo colors on the Ford Mustang. Crew around to the right side of that. He's up here in pit box number three. Minor chassis adjustment for Noah Gregson. Going to be four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Ty Gibbs brings his Toyota into the crew. That was a quick stop. Gibbs, left side work is done. He is down and away. Austin Cindric, he's had a nice top 10 run as well. Has really been solid and rock steady on a track that he has not had much success on. Here he is, four tires for Austin Cindric, the crew, around to the right side of that. And again, this has been a bit of a struggle, but he's gotten better and better. And this has been a really good weekend for Austin Cindric so far as he finishes his pit work here. Green flag stops, lap number 120.
Shane Van Gisbergen is in. Denny Hamlin has not pitted. Matter of fact, there's only one car in the top 15 that has. Denny Hamlin comes to the leaderboard at the top of it, that is, and he is being blown away by those that have already taken a trip to pit road. Ryan Blaney has gotten by him, William Byron, Bubba Wallace, Alex Bowman. They all have cleared Denny Hamlin, who has a 5-second lead over Kyle Larson, who is yet to pit. Still to come to pit road, Daniel Suarez is up to third. Chris Buescher's up to fourth. Zane Smith has cycled up to fifth. Again, these drivers have not made their pit stops. The last time they were on the pit lane was at lap 84.
Back when we did green flag stops in the middle of stage number one, from the time the first car pit to the last, there was a 9-lap spread. So we expect everybody to pit somewhere in the next nine laps or so to be able to do that. Again, Todd explained it perfectly. I think it's worth re-mentioning. Why stay out now? Why pit earlier? What are the gains and what are the losses?
The guys that started this cycle are going to have to go 46, 47 laps on this set of tires. The guys that haven't pitted yet, they're looking to get to the point where they're going to split this at 39 laps on green flag laps on the tires, both this set and the final set. That'll help them be stronger through that final set of tires.
Right now, just watching Denny Hamlin on the racetrack, watching those that have pitted pull away from him, and those that have not caught him are... He looks very, very slow on the racetrack, but that's the natural cycle. That is, they are the dividends of fresh Goodyear Racing Eagles. More pit stops right now. Riley Herbst is in. Todd Gilliland is in front of Steve Post.
Todd Gilliland brings the Love Sport Mustang in. Going to be a chassis adjustment on that car. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. So Gilliland gets his pit service as we continue to wait for some of the other lead cars. Riley Herbst also wrapping up his pit service as well with these green flag stops here midway through stage number two.
They'll pull back out on the racetrack with this cycle of stops. There are 17 drivers on the lead lap. Carson Hocevar trying to unlap himself around Denny Hamlin. He'll be successful in doing that. But this is one of those deals now, Mike. If a caution comes out, throws this field upside down, that's part of the gamble as well when you pit early under green.
That's where you hold your breath and you don't want to see the caution flag right now. While others do, you just don't, because then you're upside down. You talk about shenanigans and strategy going out the window. That's where a crew chief or two probably breaks a clipboard or a laptop down there, because they are trying to time it out just perfectly. Denny Hamlin's not going to wait anymore. He's going to bring that progressive Toyota off the banking in turn four, whoa it down to 45 miles an hour, slide into his pit stall in front of Chris Wilner.
And this is going according to plan for the strategy to bring Denny Hamlin in later in the stage.
Coming to the pit road, Daniel Suarez spins the race car under braking. Suarez, who worked his way up to the top 10, facing backwards. He's got to do a three-point turn on the pit lane right now. He whips the car back around. Chris Wilner, go back and kind of recap the Denny Hamlin stop as Suarez spun in.
Yeah, well, while they're working on the four-tire change, Hamlin said, I need more grip off of turn number four. And just as they were going to the left side, Suarez came spinning down pit lane. Larson almost got delayed to pit road. He comes in now for a four-tire change. Again, one of the last cars to come down and get fresh tires. Going to a plan here for Cliff Daniels. Steve Post.
Here is Daniel Suarez making his way to his crew after the shenanigans and all kinds of mess down coming out from pit road. Suarez, a good-looking pit stop there, but boy, what a heartbreaker that is, as they had such a good run and they gave up so much time by him having to do that turnaround down on pit road. As we continue to wait, it's like the Wood Brothers crew and Joey Logano's crew still anxiously await here on pit wall.
Josh Berry will cycle to the lead. He has yet to stop. Joey Logano has yet to make a pit stop. Christopher Bell still expected to come to pit lane with 39 to go in stage two.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on a qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
The thrills of NASCAR racing from over 55 years of Motor Racing Network broadcast.
Bobby Allison brings the race car right down in the middle of the track, crosses the start-finish line, and he will win the 24th annual Daytona 500.
Bill Elliott wins the Hooters 500. Alan Kulwicki, 1992 champion.
MRN Classic Races.
And in the whole pack steaming for the finish line, Dale Earnhardt wins a Winston 500.
Find all the classic moments on MRN Classic Races on any podcast platform.
Josh Berry and Joey Logano have just made their way down the pit lane to get their service at lap 115. That'll cycle Ryan Blaney back to the top of the leaderboard with a 2-second lead over William Byron, with Bubba Wallace, Alex Bowman, and Austin Cindric rounding out the top five. From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
35 laps to go as we welcome you back to Homestead Miami Speedway. 35 laps to go in Stage 2 of the Straight Talk Wireless 400. Ryan Blaney's lead now 2.1 seconds. Time now for a mid-race update presented by Wendy's. Get two of these favorite items for just $7 at Wendy's. Choose from our spicy or classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Terms apply.
15 official lead changes at the start-finish line among seven different drivers. Ryan Blaney's led the most laps today. He's led 95 of the 132 that have been completed. Alex Bowman has led 16 circuits. Denny Hamlin has led seven. As we currently run, there's been two caution flags. The first came out on lap 69 when Christopher Bell went for a spin all by himself off turn number four. Did not make contact with the wall or any other cars. Second caution came out at lap 80 at the conclusion of stage number one, which was won by Ryan Blaney. With 33 to go here in stage number two, Ryan Blaney still the race leader.
It's Ryan Blaney's world, and we're all just living in it right now. What a day. And hopefully for him, for his sake, a chance to avenge the loss of the last time he was here. Almost had the win locked up. Tyler Reddick was able to get by and take it from him.
Yeah, that was a heartbreaker for Ryan Blaney last time we raced here at the Homestead Miami Speedway. And I think that's something that you just simply learn from.
Yes, yeah, it's one of those, you learn from every situation. And one, it's a little bitter, but you had the opportunity to learn from that. One of the things I'm watching at, talking about these guys, Denny Hamlin went to and split this one perfectly in half. If you look at it right now, he's got about a 9-second deficit to Ryan Blaney. But when he's in clean traffic, he's three and a half tenths faster. That could work out where he could catch him by the end of this run, seeing how we've got 31 laps left in it. How Denny, he gets through traffic matters.
Denny Hamlin right now on the back bumper of Chase Elliott for the seventh spot on the backstretch.
Here they come down the back straightaway, watching Denny Hamlin and Chase Elliott battle for this position. Elliott in a green Chevrolet right against the wall. Hamlin looking low at a four.
Hamlin in a full court press right now, trying to peek down to the inside of Chase Elliott. Not able to make that pass as Hamlin will back away by a car length as they race back to the corner.
Here they come into turn number one. Chase Elliott's going to go right to the bottom of the racetrack. Right in front of him, the Carson Hocevar and Joey Logano machines right behind. Here comes Denny Hamlin.
All that traffic scrambles off turn number two. Again, watching this ongoing battle between Chase Elliott and Denny Hamlin. Here's Hamlin in turn three. Gets a fender alongside Chase Elliott. They're both near the outside wall, but they're side by side.
Hamlin right up underneath Chase Elliott. Both drivers trying to get as close to the wall as they can. They're going to stay that way. Wheel to wheel, flying by the start finish line, headed to turn one.
Denny Hamlin on the inside lane. Chase Elliott takes it a groove off the outside safer barrier. Hamlin taking the shorter way around, and it's going to pay off. Denny Hamlin will pick up the spot.
Hamlin's got that position. Elliott now drops off of his back bumper by a couple of car lengths. The next car now in front for Denny Hamlin will be the Carson Hocevar machine. Hocevar two car lengths now in front of Hamlin.
Carson Hocevar running in the sixth position. Hocevar will pull his car to the inside, right across the nose of Hamlin. Hamlin, though, will follow him off the corner. And again, as Tim mentioned, this is the ongoing battle for sixth as it races off the end of the front stretch.
Hocevar to the bottom of the banking in in turn number one. Now will drift up toward the outside wall. He's been taking that low entry and then just letting the car drift up midway through the corner.
Carson Hocevar trying to find a little bit of speed right now as Denny Hamlin continues to bear down on him. They go back to the corner in turn three. Again, Hamlin running about a lane off of the outside wall to the left corner panel of Hocevar.
Two drivers continue to grapple for position number six. Hocevar on the outside lane, Denny Hamlin on the inside. Hamlin will outdrive Hocevar to turn one.
Hamlin continues his march up through the top ten. He goes to the bottom now in turn one. Pulls away from Hocevar, moves Denny Hamlin to P6.
So Denny Hamlin by Carson Hocevar. Now he has to make up about seven car lengths to chase down Austin Cindric, who just had Joey Logano drive by him. They work their way through three and four.
Larson now behind Denny Hamlin, starting to make some moves. Here's Larson to the inside of Chase Elliott. He's going to go after Carson Hocevar, and Kyle Larson's had a very eventful day as well. Chris Wilner, what is the status on the damage that he incurred under the caution flag a few laps?
Well, Mike, it's kind of leveled off at this point. Remember, he's got about a baseball-sized hole on the left side rocker panel there, just above the exhaust. Now, Cliff Daniel wasn't sure how it was going to handle, but Larson's been quiet over the radio, and remember, they're on that longer strategy on tires, so they've got the freshest set. They pitted on lap 126, so trying to follow the Denny Hamlin strategy here as those two continue to climb the leaderboard, but no complaints from Larson, so it seems like it's not affecting the handling like maybe many thought it would.
25 laps to go in stage number two. Ryan Blaney leads William Byron, Bubba Wallace, Alex Bowman, and Austin Cindric.
Want to know the latest with short track racing around the country? Well, one show has you covered, NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Chris Wilner. Join me each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We'll also talk with rising stars from your favorite short track. Once again, it's NASCAR Coast to Coast, and you can watch or listen today on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or on your favorite podcast platform.
Inspiring story.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. comes back to the Daytona International Speedway. He will win the Pepsi 400.
I'm just a pilot, man. You know, I just want everybody to be happy. I want to do good, and hopefully all of my dad's fans enjoyed this. This is for all them.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast Junior's Journey. Jeff Gordon, a colorful career. 50 years of MRN. The 1993 season. The road to royalty and more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
Here at the Homestead Miami Speedway, Ryan Blaney's lead is at 2.7 seconds with 23 laps to go here in stage number two. He has been the dominator today. He's led 105 laps and counting. Next in the lap leader count, 16. And that's by Alex Bowman. From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
Here at the Homestead Miami Speedway, the NASCAR Cup Series, along with our premier partners, and we can't thank them enough, Busch Light, Coca-Cola, and Xfinity, as we race the Straight Talk Wireless 400 and what has been a Ryan Blaney benefit, at least through the opening 145 laps.
20 to go in stage two, and it's all Ryan Blaney right now. That lead, he's legged it out to 3.5 seconds. William Byron's right there in the second spot. How about Bubba Wallace? He's worked his way up to the third position. Fourth right now is Alex Bowman with Denny Hamlin rounding out the top five.
Yeah, an impressive drive from Bubba. He's had good speed here. We looked good in practice. He was in that first practice. We questioned what that would be, but they've been driving their way forward, sitting here third, fighting pretty well.
They are, and that's a car that got into the fence a little bit earlier in the race, Chris Wilner, and they've been able to rebound.
They have, Alex, but Bubba's still not happy with the handling of the race car. Ever since that kiss with the wall, he said, we just continue to be really, really tight. He just came over the radio to Charles DeNike and said, this is all I have. I don't think I can gain any more spots right now. And Charles just trying to keep his driver calm, saying, you look good. Keep the right sides clean. We'll continue to work on it. So trying to manage here this run. Again, the longest run on tires here in stage number two. But so far, so good for Bubba, trying to capitalize on a strong weekend so far.
It's been 84 starts since his last win that came at Kansas Speedway in September of 2022. Bubba Wallace right now running 4.8 seconds behind the leader, Ryan Blaney. Behind him, there's been a change for position as Denny Hamlin continues his quest to the front.
He just drove right by Alex Bowman and put him in the rearview mirror. Now Alex Bowman has got more problems as Kyle Larson now will go to work on his teammate up off of turn number four. Larson and Bowman side by side, but Larson will squeeze out in front of Alex Bowman.
Into turn number one, Larson will take that spot and immediately pulled away by a couple of car lengths. He's going to try and reel in the Denny Hamlin machine. Denny, in turn, is going to have to deal with the slower car of Joey Logano.
Both Denny Hamlin and Kyle Larson have been able to do something that most of the field is not doing right now, and that is run about a lane off of the outside wall, in particular through turns three and four. They're making up a lot of time right now.
Joey Logano just tagged the wall coming out of turn number two. He is running between Denny Hamlin and Kyle Larson. Joey Logano is one lap down, posted in the 34th position. Ahead of him, Daniel Suarez had a great run before his pit stop back at lap 148, but he spun the car coming into the pits. Steve Post, he's back and buried 25 plus. What are they saying? What is he saying about that car?
Well, it's a gut punch is what it is as far as that goes, because the performance is good. But just as he got down on the apron, the left rear tire started to go down, and that's what caused that tire to spin. They, of course, got it adjusted and got the car back in and did the pit service, but the damage was already done as he lost all of those spots. The only good news is right now, they've been able to rally from the start of the race back in the mid-30s up to the top 10. They're going to have to do it again, and Daniel Suarez and this team is focused on doing just that.
Started 33rd to be exacted, Daniel Suarez, and you're right, Steve, drove up to the 10th spot before having the problem coming to pit lane. We're down to 15 to go in stage number two.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
On Thursdays, NASCAR Live goes wide open with some of the biggest names in the sport.
The goal is the same, so the mindset's the same, right? The goal is to win the championship.
And some familiar voices that you might not have heard from in a while.
You know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500.
I never planned any of this to start with, right from the very beginning.
No matter what driver or what era is your favorite, NASCAR Live Wide Open has every corner of the fan base covered. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ryan Blaney is the race leader. William Byron is second. They are beginning to tighten up for the top spot as further back you've got Denny Hamlin and Kyle Larson racing hard for position number four. So good racing there. All the while, Bubba Wallace by himself on the racetrack in position number three. From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Now through March 31st, get up to $160 back on a Bridgestone prepaid MasterCard. Get up to $80 when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Get up to an additional $80 when you make an eligible tire purchase with your CFNA credit card. Your Bridgestone dealer is Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Subject to credit approval, restrictions apply. See Bauerbilt Tire or BridgestoneRewards.com for details.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk After the Bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Back here at the Homestead Miami Speedway, 10 laps to go now here in stage number 2. The race leader, Mike Bagley, now beginning to catch a whole pack of traffic. He'll look in the mirror and see the second place car closing in.
Ryan Blaney has caught Todd Gilliland coming out of turn number 4. Matter of fact, Blaney took a peek to the inside, but he can't do anything with Todd. There are two more in front of him, and he's also got William Byron closing in from behind. Dave Moody, Ryan Blaney is a busy boy right now.
Opportunity time for William Byron. He runs the middle of the race track, and he now has closed in to just 3 car lengths behind the leader. Oh, Blaney got a little bit of the wall coming off too.
Yeah, Ryan Blaney is having difficulty trying to get around Todd Gilliland, Riley Herbst, and Ross Chastain that are all in lockstep formation in front of the leader right now, as Byron now 2 car lengths behind Blaney in 4.
Those drivers have every right to race hard. Gilliland, the first car a lap down, he wants to be the beneficiary of the free pass, but he's trying to prevent Riley Herbst from going a lap down, because then it would be Herbst.
Here comes Blaney now, riding right up next to the safer barrier. He's got some open asphalt. The Gilliland slides up in his path and shuts off the leader out of 2.
Both lanes blocked momentarily for Ryan Blaney. Todd Gilliland and Riley Herbst side by side, fighting to stay on the lead lap as the leaders go back to 3. Ryan Blaney up against the fence. So is William Byron, separated by a car length.
They're racing for the free pass right in front of the race leader, while behind them, here's Denny Hamlin and Bubba Wallace going at it. Kyle Larson's there. You've got a two-way battle for the lead. You got a three-way battle for third with 7 to go in the stage.
All of a sudden, we got a lot going on at the tail end of stage number 2. For the moment, Blaney's been able to pull away with the lead. Denny Hamlin now is closing in on Byron.
The top 5 cars now starting to accordion back together. In fact, there's a side-by-side fight for fourth in turn 3. Kyle Larson slides his way in front of Bubba Wallace. On corner entry, he'll take that spot away, as Bubba looks low in 4.
Bubba can't retaliate as Larson gets a good bite up off of the corner. Leader is Blaney in traffic. Here comes Byron now. He's been able to clear the Riley Herbst car as they go to 1.
Ryan Blaney has got about a 2-car length lead. Make it 1. Make it nothing at all. Side by side. Lap traffic in play. Squeezing around the outside is Blaney.
Blaney trying to get alongside of Todd Gilliland off turn number 2, and he will do it. So now Blaney puts Gilliland in between him and the new second place driver, Denny Hamlin. Third is William Byron. Fourth, Kyle Larson.
Denny Hamlin is rolling right now. He's the new second place driver. Just completed that pass off turn 2. So Denny Hamlin will try to catch Ryan Blaney. Blaney's trying to get around Ross Chastain while they're side by side for third behind all of them.
Kyle Larson dives to the low lane on William Byron. That's the battle for the third position. Down low, Kyle Larson will take over third place.
Larson now goes to third. Up front, here's Denny Hamlin poking out of line. Drives to the inside of Ryan Blaney. Now tucks in line as they get